Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu Nahi an Takallufi wa huwa fi'lun wa qawlun ma la maslahata fihi bi mashaqqatin. The chapter on the prohibition of formalities, namely to exaggerate, to go extra, to say extra words and extra, do extra actions for no reason. What is meaning of takalluf? Takalluf in Urdu mentioned banawat karna, to make up something, to pretend what you are not. In other words, sometimes a person goes extra limit to create an impression. It's not that this person wants to deceive anybody. His niyat is not to deceive. That's not his niyat. But he's going the extra mile now to bring in extra formalities. A person is not his natural self. To the extent that a person has got humility, and to the extent that he's got sincerity, to that extent you find a person will be his natural self. In other words, he doesn't try to create an impression all the time. If there's an nikah, for example, in his family, his daughter is getting married, his son is getting married, he let it take the natural course. He won't make that nikah such that I have to impress so many people, I have to impress this person, I have to impress that person. This person lets it take his natural course to the extent that he's got this humility and ikhlas. How Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have been happy for this nikah to take place, that's how he lets it take place. To the way he speaks, his speech, his mannerism, his styles, the car that he drives, the food that he eats, the clothes that he wears, he just lets it be natural. In other words, he's not trying to put up an extra formality, he's not trying to put up an extra pretense. So this is known as takalluf. And when a person has that, then to interact with these type of people is very easy. Because what the person is saying, what the person is doing, is exactly what is inside. There isn't any extra type of pretense. And you know for sure, when you're dealing with these type of people, that it is not difficult for them to do what they are doing. For example, you go and stay with some person, and now this person goes out of his way to entertain, he goes out of his way to do things extra. One is to keep the guest happy, which is good. But what this hadith is trying to these ahadith and explanation is, where a person is trying to impress people. In other words, he's not just trying to keep the guest happy, or not trying to make people happy for the sake of keeping, but he's doing it for the sake of impressing. Now that becomes difficult on him, because how long you can impress people? Today you can keep one person happy, tomorrow you can keep another person happy, but you can't keep everyone happy all the time. So a person himself will start feeling miserable, himself will start feeling hard when he's trying to impress and pretend to people what he is actually not. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this quality, beautiful quality that Sahaba had this, that they were free from any type of pretense. What they said, how they lived, how they talked, how they interacted, is exactly what their condition was, inside and outside. There was no need for any type of pretending. قال الله تعالى قل ما أسألكم عليه من أجر وما أنا من المتكلفين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that say, I do not ask you people for any payment for this. For whatever effort Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, whatever work in khidmat and deen that he had given and imparted, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying now that I do not ask you for any payment. I'm not asking for any reward, any remuneration. I'm not asking for any type of remuneration. It was done solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I am not from amongst those who pretend. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, I'm not from amongst those who pretend, who bring this unnecessarily formalities. You find when there's less formalities also, less type of pretense that the person puts, then also there's enjoyment in whatever a person does. Why? Because now he's not doing everything else for other people, in other words, to impress others, he's doing it for himself. If Allah has given him an old car, he doesn't deliberately try and buy an expensive car now to try and impress people. He's happy with that old car that Allah Pak has given him. He's got a simple house, he's happy with it, he doesn't take a bond and unnecessarily worry about the stress of making payments and then getting himself involved in haram and interest. Why I'm happy with this type of house that Allah Pak has given me? This is what he has decided for me. So there's so much of enjoyment and happiness in this type of life where a person doesn't pretend to be what he is not. وعن عمر رضي الله عنه قال نهينا عن التكلف رواه البخاري حضرت عمر رضي الله عنه narrates that we were prohibited from formalities. One more hadith. And مسروق رضي الله عنه قال دخلنا على عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه فقال يا أيها الناس من علم شيئا فليقل به ومن لم يعلم فليقل الله أعلم فإن من العلم أن يقول لما لا يعلم الله أعلم قال الله تعالى لنبيه قل ما أسألكم عليه من أجر وما أنا من المتكلفين. One form of pretending also is a person sometimes is asked a question. Now he doesn't know the answer, but now just to pretend as though he knows the answer, he'll give some type of answer. So this is also one type of pretending. Now it puts a person in unnecessary problem. If, for example, the answer he gave was a wrong answer, now there's a worry and stress that, hey, this person might come back to me. I told him something that's wrong. I should have rather told him that I don't know. For example, he asked me, where can I get the cheapest groceries? And I told him one shop. I wasn't even sure. But just to show him and act like I know, I told him, go to this particular store. Now what happens if he comes back and he tells me that I paid so much more extra? Or that question can be anything else, something with deen, or something a person doesn't know, and he just makes up, and now later he realizes, hey, what if this person now? So that concern is always there, that did I give the right answer? So from amongst this beautiful hadith is teaching us, that from amongst pretending also, is to tell things that you don't know, just to act and pretend as though you know. So Masruq rahmatullahi alayhi narrates, that we visit Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, and he said, oh people, one who knows something, he should say it. One who does not know, should say, Allah knows best. It is part of knowledge to say, Allah knows best about what you do not know. Allah said to His Messenger, say, I do not ask you people for any payment for this, and I am not amongst those people who pretend. Now look how, imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying this, I am not amongst those people who pretend. In other words, if a person knows it, he says it. He doesn't know it, he doesn't say it. There was a great Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayh. It is mentioned that if a person had to write down the number of times that Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayh said that I do not know, pages and pages would be filled. And he was an Imam. Imagine, like Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh, Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayh. He was known as Imam Udari al-Hijra. The Imam of Medina Sharif was Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayh. But pages and pages can be filled of the amount of times he was asked and he said, La Adri, I do not know the answer. In other words, no need for me to pretend. If I know the answer, I'll tell you the answer. If I don't know, La Adri. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us these qualities. It's a very beautiful quality to have. And it makes it very easy for people to deal with us, to be with us, to talk to us, to stay with us. If the person knows that there's no pretense, there's no extra taklif that is being caused to that person, the person not doing anything that is causing himself any harm, psychologically, physically, the way he's displaying himself and what he's saying, exactly what we are seeing is inside, is on the outside. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.